Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, got 22s, got fertilizer. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, Vince, we have a problem with just not enough time. So I'm going to, this is what I want to do. I know you wanted to talk about the coronavirus. What I want to do is start out the second segment with a quote that I've mentioned several times over the last few years. It's a quote from Mark Twain. It starts like this. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that's a quote from Mark Twain. And I want to tell you, mention the importance of the little people, the silent majority, speaking up, not hedging their bet. We have laws. We have Bill of Rights. We have Constitution. And free speech and the ability to protect ourselves with arms is at the top of the list. And the powers that be are using fear, intimidation, threats, blackmail, bribery, any way possible to get to the people who are willing to sign on the dotted line and buy from the company store. So there's a lot of people who's in the mainstream media who do spill once in a while, and then they go back and apologize and they say they misspoke or something. You know, like Micah Brzezinski, remember from MSNBC or CNN or one of the other worthless propaganda tools that the elite have. She said the media's job is to control exactly what people think. Well, do you want to think for yourselves, folks? Or do you want to be told what to think? And Larry King, remember he used to be on CNN? And I'm paraphrasing his quote. But I remember he said, I don't know, a year or two ago, that CNN stopped doing news many years ago. Now, just because somebody comes from a certain group or somebody pretends to be benevolent with phony philanthropy or, you know, things that they say that we're professional wordsmithing. You know, it's just like Obama. He got caught spying on Americans. He armed ISIS. He gave Iran $150 billion in cash of your taxpayer money. He covered up Benghazi. He used the IRS as a weapon against patriots and sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. And yet Trump is Russia, 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 Russia. He's a Russian spy. You know, this is why we need the new media, the alternative media. And I'm not trying to pat anybody on the back. I'm not trying to brag because I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for the American people because we've had over 1 million combat soldiers give their life for the freedoms, liberty, and justice that we have now, even though they are regressing dramatically. We need to stand up for our country. This is why I mention all these, what Vince calls news in a flash, and they're very appropriate, because different articles, different categories wake up different people, because 70 to 80% of Americans get their news from the Twitters, the Googles, the Facebooks. And we've proven, not just us, but we've proven that there's a coup. And I want to mention a few things here, too, that are very important. There's a new act, a bill, that the Democrats want to come out. It's called the New Way Forward Act. And the bill eliminates the right to control who lives in the United States. You do a crime, you get to stay. For criminals who have left the U.S. because they've been deported for crimes, the taxpayers in this bill has to fly them back to the U.S. on the taxpayer, your dollars. You know, David Nunes said recently that the mainstream enemy or mainstream media are the enemy of the people. And I say stop working with the Democrats. Stop working with the left. 50% of the media should be the alternative media. You know, what is it? One News Network or American, OAN or some, InfoWars. There's a lot of good news outlets that have proven themselves that have the infrastructure to be in the White House, to be all over. 50% of the media who shows up at all events should be granted from the new media, the alternative media. That includes the press corps, everything. Big tech, again, Google, Twitter, Facebook, they are censoring and surveilling everything. And it's so important that the people know of the $8-plus million the tech industry donated to presidential campaigns during the 2016 campaign, 95% of it went to Hillary Clinton. Silicon Valley, 99% went to her. To retool algorithms, to demonize conservatives. Like Ben Carson, when you search him, he's an extremist because he says marriage should be a man and a woman. And yet they put out all these talking points, like fossil fuels. Oh, climate change, carbon footprint, blah, blah, blah. They're flying around all over the world on private jets. Their carbon footprint is 10 million times what each individual is of the little people. But yet they send their kids to work for Ukrainian board, being on the board of oil and gas companies that I mentioned earlier. And we've caught them actually doing a coup. You know, Schiff, Pelosi, and Nadler should be called the Ku Klux Klan because the Democrats started the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. That should be their new name. And AOC saying things like it's physically impossible to lift yourself up by your bootstraps or by your shoelaces. It's physically impossible. The whole thing is a joke, unquote. This is meant to be an analogy, a metaphor about not giving up on life. But because what the Democrats have done, now some people say that, oh, you can be anything you want and do anything you want. That's a bunch of BS. It all depends on what group you're in. When I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department, the women's groups in New York City sued. This is back in the late 70s. They said they couldn't pass the physical test, so they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations. So I wanted to come out to the Northern Rockies and live this outdoor dream that I've always wanted to live, which I have been doing. So I got a degree in forestry. I went to an interview. The National Forest Service told me they would not hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room with no education and no experience. That's right. The girls, when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectation for a job, not women. I'm not going to fall for this political correct crap. And, of course, when I worked for GlaxoSmithKline, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. My legs were going numb. I was losing muscle. My whole right side lost a ton of muscle. I tried to keep my job by asking for a part-time job share, which they were giving to women all around the country, with no experience, just coming on board, so they can be a job share to an existing female rep. Human resources told me that job is not for men. It's only for women. Can you imagine? In any big company or government organization, if somebody said in human resources that that job was only for men, not for women. So I contacted 30 attorneys. I was told I couldn't sue because I didn't have group self-pity points. And you should see what GlaxoSmithKline got away with because the people enabled them. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released 45 liters of concentrated live polio virus in the environment. So you have the little people dying of cancer. Drug giant pleads guilty, fines billions of dollars for drug marketing. For illegal promotion of its products, failures to support safety data, alleged false price reporting as part of the largest health care fraud settlement in history, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars, which you, the taxpayer, pays for. GlaxoSmithKline been fined a whopping $3 billion for bribing doctors, lying to the FDA, and hiding clinical trial data for fraudulent marketing. So when you think you're sticking up for your group, no, you're not. You're enabling big government and big corporations to get away with murder. U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccines cause autism. It was a GlaxoSmithKline drug in Infanrix, Hexa. Anyway, what you're doing, folks, is you're allowing yourself, because you're from a certain group, to get an upper hand, not through hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, but through self-pity. And when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because of your victim group status, you're destroying America by rewarding mediocrity. And this is the number one thing, this political correct BS, where everybody's afraid to be called a controversial extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, with an anti in front of every word, and ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word, has destroyed us. We don't even have a rule of law. We have a rule of group, depending on what victim group status you have or protectionist group status you have. Hence the kids of the Bidens, the Pelosis, the Kerrys, the Romneys, the Clintons. Just Chelsea Clinton gets a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year, and her mother flies around the world on your dollar talking about white privilege and carbon footprints from the little people. And all this feminism, double standard hypocrisy, while Bill Clinton and all of his rape victims and Joy Behar from The View calls them all tramps. But I don't see the feminists defending Sarah Sanders and Candace Owens, while Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 to shut her mouth. And all this stuff about Trump and foreign interference, but yet the left wants non-citizens to vote? Have we gotten that stupid or that cowardice? All right, Vince, I'm hogging the airwaves. I'm going to let you pick some categories here, please, when we get back. Thanks for letting me rant.
You bet. You bet. I've got a couple comments when we come back. Rich Sheehan's with us in Montana. I'm in Missouri. This is USA Prepares.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned the elite, the wealthy of the planet jet-setting around. Well, Bill Gates, the Microsoft guy, denies that he has commissioned a $645 million 370-foot eco-friendly superyacht that's powered by liquid hydrogen, partially. And I don't know why there's this article about this, but the designer says that he did commission this super yacht. And so this thing, 370 feet long, is about six times the length of the average home in the United States. It has room for 14 guests. It's powered by liquid hydrogen. It can travel 4,000 miles on a single filling, but it has a diesel backup system should hydrogen not be available. The yacht has room for 14 guests and 32 crew. 32 crew. So it takes 32 people to run this thing. So when we talk about extreme, we talk about pollution. He would probably say, yeah, but it runs on hydrogen and that doesn't pollute. That's absolutely nonsense. Because to get the hydrogen to a liquid state requires an enormous amount of energy, which does pollute. B, building this 370-foot monstrosity also takes a lot of energy, which pollutes. So you have to be careful with, just reading the headlines and not thinking it through. You mentioned Joe Biden's brother, Frank. Frank was in an automobile, I believe it was a Jaguar, and he was in the co-pilot seat, and he instructed the person in the pilot seat to take off in a manner that was reckless, in my opinion, dangerous, in my opinion, and it killed a guy. And it left people, a young person, an orphan, and that's Joe Biden. So this man was ordered to pay $1 million to daughters that were orphaned in this crash. And Joe Biden's brother, Frank, did not pay the $1 million that he was ordered to pay. And yet, Frank Biden is on the inner circle of Joe Biden's public persona. He's like an advisor. He's part of the inner circle. Joe Biden, the plagiarist. Now, do I want Joe Biden to run for president? Absolutely. I would love him to be the Democrat candidate for president to run against Donald Trump. And the reason is that he will be skewered for all of his missteps, misdeeds, lies, propaganda, theft, and egregious sins against we the villagers. So I think it would be wonderful if he were the Democrat candidate for president of the United States for that reason. Do I want him to be president, CEO of USA? Absolutely not. I think he's incompetent. So those are a couple of my thoughts. And now I have another thought. You mentioned Maxine Waters. Now, was it widely reported that Maxine Waters had had two major surgeries, head transplants, and both of them were unsuccessful?
Something about that, of course. Of course, I'm sure that's very tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I said it was it widely reported? which doesn't mean it was widely reported. I'm just trying to teach the class that you really need to pay attention to what people say. Now, if you want to see some horror, go to your favorite search engine, which I hope is DuckDuckGo, because reportedly that it does not report on what you search. But Duck, D-U-C-K, D-U-C-K-G-O, is a search engine. And if you click on Maxine Waters, who is in her 15th term as a U.S. Congress critter, 30 years in Congress. Click on images, and you will see a real horror show. You'll see how those reported face or head transplants didn't work.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a cold, wet day in New Hampshire, but voters are turning out to cast their first-in-the-nation presidential primary ballots. The candidates are visiting polling places. They can't go inside, but in this case, candidate Pete Buttigieg brought donuts to a polling place in Nashua.
Can we ask how you're feeling today?
Awesome.
Feeling
Thank
fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Shaping up beautifully.
Going into the balloting today, polls showed Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders were leading in New Hampshire. Two of the nation's largest wireless carriers are set to join forces. A merger between Sprint and T-Mobile has been given a go-ahead by a judge today. Many states, including California and New York, were trying to stop the merger with lawsuits. They were worried about less competition and higher prices. The deal includes a provision that the two companies cover 97% of the nation with a 5G network within 3 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned Larry King. And he acquired the name Larry King when the general manager claimed that Zeiger was too ethnic and difficult to remember. So just minutes before airtime, Larry Zeiger chose the name King, which he got from an advertisement in the Miami Herald for King's Wholesale Liquor. 2 years later, he changed his name legally to Larry King. And he was born in 1945. His both parents were Orthodox Jews living in New York during the 1930s. So his mother was from Belarus and his father Austrian. So they thought that the name was too ethnic, so he changed it before airtime to King from Zeiger. So there are a lot of people who are camouflaging who they are for the purposes of vanity and fame and fortune. So there's lots of misrepresentation. My name is my name, and I use my real name on the air. And Rich Sheban does as well. So I wanted to mention that about Larry King. And Rich, about the coronavirus in China, I am still very concerned. I am no less concerned than I was on, over a couple weeks ago when we started reporting how serious I thought it was, I believed it was. And what I'm seeing in the GDP is that no one is really concerned that I see, people I don't know. I see them pushing shopping carts in the supermarket, which I don't frequent very much anymore. And they are buying as if they are broke. They are looking at products on the shelf, and they're saying, this can or that can, which one? I'd really rather have this one, but it looks like it's a little more expensive. It's the one I really like, but no, I don't know. Well, and then it takes them a while to choose between the two cans. Now, we're still not talking a lot of money, but what I'm saying is people are shopping as if it is very important for them to save money. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. That's what I do. However, that's not the way it used to be. It used to be people would just pick up the can or the jar or the bottle or the box or the package or the bag and put it in their cart and just zip along. That's no longer the case. And not only is that no longer the case, what I am not seeing, which I am absolutely, this part I'm stunned about, is that people are not buying in bulk. They're not buying toilet paper. They're not buying a case of. And when I say case, I'm only talking about 12 cans or 12 jars. When I buy tomato sauce in jars, I buy a case. I don't buy one. I don't want to go back and forth to buy them, you know, every couple of days or every day. I want to do it once a month. Maybe once a month. And what I'm seeing is there's no concern about the coronavirus. There's no concern about food shortages. There's no question that we were pummeled last summer with torrential rains, flooding. The crops are down. The food supplies are down. And all you have to do is look at the shelves at the wherever you go. It doesn't matter where you go. You will not see the quantities of food items in cans, jars, bags, boxes that you used to see. You won't see it. And yet, it's right in front of everybody. And yet, there seems to be no concern that, hey, maybe it won't be there tomorrow. Maybe we ought to get it now while we still can for our own survival. I'm not seeing that. And yet, at the same time, I have read a news report that says that the coronavirus could infect 60%, that's 60% of the global population if it cannot be controlled. And this is from a top Hong Kong medical official. Currently, there are 43,000 cases of the coronavirus worldwide. 43,000 cases. The number of cases is doubling about every 5 days. Where is it right now? Well, let me tell you. It's in Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau, Philippines, Australia, Cambodia, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, India, United Arab Emirates, Nepal, South Korea, Thailand, Russia, Finland, Germany, Italy, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Sweden, Canada, and the United States. right now. Right now. So, is it serious? You bet it's serious. We talked about force majeure. Force majeure is a force so great that contracts and agreements cannot be complied with. For example, China has agreed to take copper, buy copper from South American mines. And they said, we can't take it. We can't take the copper shipments because we can't use it. We can't use it because the factories are closed. Copper is in everything electronic, everything. Wire, printed circuit boards, it's in everything. And China is not accepting copper. China is the number one producer of electronics, cell phones, televisions, communications equipment, network switches, computers, you name it, video players of all kinds, headphones, you name it, radios, microphone mixers, keyboards, mice, all things electronic, cameras. China is the number one producer of all of those things, and they can't accept copper. Now, that doesn't mean copper is going to disappear. That means that the number one worldwide factory, China Incorporated, is not accepting copper. So that's going to shift manufacturing back to other countries that carelessly and recklessly turned over the manufacturing of all kinds of goods and products to China. They're going to have to bring those factories back to their countries. In the meantime, there are going to be shortages. And I've said this before. Right now, China is down 23% in terms of shipments outbound products. 23% in 2 weeks. Is it getting worse? Yes. More factories are closing. So what does that mean to you? That means that pretty much everything that you want to buy could be in short supply very soon, if not already. I bought, and I suggest you do this, class, if you are of the mindset that you want to have protection. Oh, let's say you think that this uprising in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia might lead to a Revolutionary War, number two. If you think that it's going to be a shooting war, do you think you ought to get ammunition? Well, ammunition in a lot of cases is made with brass cartridges. Brass is made of copper and another element, copper. Now, I'm not saying it comes from China. I'm just saying that's how big this thing is. Copper is used in lots of materials, including wire, including your house wire, your business wire, your wiring harnesses for your cars. And most of the parts that you would buy at the big box stores, or even the little box stores, or even the independent auto parts stores, most of the parts that you will buy to repair your car will have China content. If you buy an STP oil filter, STP branded oil filter, from AutoZone, and if you read the box, you will most likely see that that came from China. STP, that's an American brand. China. If you open oil filter boxes from other manufacturers, name brands that you recognize, that you've seen at the Chinese factory outlet Walmart, you will find that even though it's got an American brand name on it, that when you open it up and you actually inspect the cartridge oil filter, you will probably see the word China on it. What I'm saying is the supply chain has already been impacted. And many of the parts that go into the final assemblies come from China, if not the entire assembly. Tires are made in China today. If you decide that you want one of those really cool automobiles, a new one that has a tire pressure sensor in each wheel, the likelihood that that tire pressure sensor came from China is very high. And when it fails, you're going to need a new one. And that's going to come from China. Or if you have a computer that controls your fuel injection system, or your dash, or your climate control in your car, or the locking system, or the fuel regulation system, or any of the other systems in your car, the likelihood that it came from China is like almost certain. Or 100% certain that it has content in the computer from China. So how serious is this? It's extremely serious. I'm very concerned about it. I'm so concerned about it, we are going to lock the gates very soon. What do you think? Do you think that everything's okay? I've talked to people whom I like very much, and I've asked questions about, oh, so what do you think about flying? Are you concerned? No, not really. Not really. How do you think that the coronavirus got in all of those countries that I named, across the ocean to Australia, across the ocean to Canada, across the ocean to the United States? How did it get there? Obviously, air travel, obviously. So if you believe that the air is recirculated in an airplane between 10 and 11 times before it's exhausted out of the airplane for fresh air to come back in, the guy or gal who sneezes in seat number 1A, luxury class on the airplane, in front of the airplane, if you believe what I said about recycling the air, you know for a fact that the guy or gal in the back seat, the last seat in the back of the airplane, has breathed that same air 10 or 11 times. Is that what you think is reasonable? How about the guy in China, and I'm not being sexist, but the guy in China who has a sniffle and says, you know, I think I might have it. I really feel terrible. I'm going to call in sick. If he calls in sick, the police are going to come and get him and bring him to the hospital. Forced hospitalization. If he shows up at work and he sniffles, the co-workers are going to rat him out. He's going to go and be arrested and go to the hospital. There's no choice.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you think half of what I've said could be true, just half, would you prepare now? Would you meet with your family tonight and talk about what you need to do to survive should this coronavirus continue to double every 5 days? You know, when we first reported this, there were 1,950 cases. 1,950. A little over 2 weeks ago. Today, 40,000. 400 million people in China are quarantined. 400 million people. Dozens of cities are in lockdown. Manufacturing is shut down. There's a collapse in retail and tourism. Of course there is. The supply chains have been severed. Airplane flights, air freight has been severed. Airlines have shut down flights to and from China. Right now, there's a new report, according to Reuters, and it says that smartphone sales could plunge more than 50% in the first quarter of this year. More than 50%. Now, how is it possible that smartphone sales could go down? Well, the production of them could cease. Because even though smartphones are small, they still use copper. Liquefied natural gas has been stopped. The purchase has been stopped by China because they don't need any more. Because production has stopped. Not all production, but a lot of it. People are not going to work. Factories are shut down. That's going to impact everybody, even across the pond, even in California. We're not going to need to unload so many containers from ships. we're not going to need to open those containers and put those goods on trucks and freight train cars to disperse them throughout the United States, because they're not coming. So retail will be impacted. Trucking will be impacted. Rail freight will be impacted. Fuel for the trucks, the trains, the coal, the fuel oil, the diesel, all of that will be impacted. And if you're in retail, you'll be impacted. At least that's my opinion. This is really serious stuff. And that's dismissing the part about getting sick and dying. And what happens if one person in your family gets sick? Just one. Let's say you have a four-person household and one of them gets the coronavirus. Are you all going to abandon ship, or are you going to stay there to help that person? Now, if you help that person, there's a likelihood that you're going to get it and possibly die too. What are you going to do? Are you going to still go to those soccer games and those baseball games and those wrestling matches? And are you going to go to the theater, the movies? Are you going to go shopping? Are you going to go to Disney? What are you going to, have you lost your mind? Are you going to let people who are reckless and careless in their behavior come to your house? I'm not. I've talked to very smart people who think it's okay to keep flying. I can't believe it. Rich Sheehan, your comments?
Yeah, we're not going to have enough time, but I'm just going to shoot as many as I can. First of all, I think a lot of people in the population realize that, you know, a lot of things are over-sensationalized, and they looked at bird flu and Ebola and SARS and many other things not killing off the American population. But let's put a lot of these things in context. First of all, China is the second largest economy, and a lot of big names, okay, Kissinger, Gates, a lot of big names have talked about depopulation being necessary. And what should scare you the most is that the UN and the World Health Organization is connected at the hip to very, very corrupt organizations. Now, we got a lot of it speculation, but we do know this is geoengineered. This is a bioweapon. There's been splicing, and they're targeting age, race, gender, things like this. So keep certain things in context here, because the speculation is about, was this done to stop the Hong Kong riots or destroy economies, to get President Trump out of office, to lower immune systems for future viruses? Was this done to saturate the news to cover for all the declassifications coming? Or is this a vaccine push? Is this a beta test? Is this a plan patsy for the economy falling? Is this an alibi for 5G mutations of the disease when 5G gets put everywhere? There's so many things to talk about, which I don't even have close to the amount of time to discuss. So thank you all for listening today, folks. We really appreciate it. Be careful out there and have a great day.
Yeah, and don't travel. Stay home. Got 22s? Got fertilizer? Gonna build that garden? Like, start right now? We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.